Simon & Schuster Audio presents The King, The Life of Charles III by Christopher Anderson. Read by Simon Vance.
For Graham, Charlotte, and Teddy. Uneasy lies the head that wears a crown. The King, in Henry IV by William Shakespeare. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow, Thursday, 8th September 2022. Buckingham Palace. Preface. She's gone. A colossus clutching a purse, standing astride 8 decades and 5 generations, she was arguably the most famous person of the modern age. Her reign, by far the longest of any British monarch, spanned 15 prime ministers, 14 US presidents, and 7 popes. By one estimate, fully 98% of the Earth's population had known only a world with Queen Elizabeth II in it. For her entire time on the throne, a son and heir waited in the wings. From the first moment he drew breath, his fate was preordained. Like only a handful of people on the planet, those others destined to inherit a crown, he was born to do one job, and one job only. There was no way of knowing that he would have to wait a lifetime to actually do it. In the meantime, the world watched as Charles, Prince of Wales, grew from gilded infancy to dignified middle age and beyond. Caught up along the way as the unfaithful husband of the idolized Princess Diana and father to Princes William and Harry in scandal, tragedy, and heartbreak. Yet for all the pomp and pageantry and spectacle and palace intrigue and history in the making, not to mention the millions of words written about him and his celebrated family, King Charles III remains an enigma. This is his story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?